who taped CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Zixent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday afternoon, July the 6th, 2000. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey of Millington, Tennessee is the teacher on this.
I want to say this because the word is true and it works and we mentally sin it. But when you stop and think of the side effects of medication that you're taking, that the side effects alone can heal you. And I firmly believe that the medication that they gave my husband, that the lice killed him. I believe I'd have had my husband longer if they hadn't put him on it. Because any time a doctor ever, the few times he went at the last part of his life to a doctor, and I just give anything in the kingdom of God under the sun that my husband would have never gone to the doctor. I would. I believe I still had my husband. And I'm not coming against doctors at all because he was the one who made the decision and there was nothing I could do about it. But every time he had ever gone to the doctor and they had given him medicine, the medication was worse than the disease. He had gone one time, we came over here, and they put him on his high cholesterol. And they put him on something, I don't remember what it was, I know it was expensive. He took about three or four pills, and he was in such pain that he went back to the doctor, found out what it was. And in fact, he told me when he was over here, he said, I've got to believe that the medication is making me hurt like this. And he quit taking it. And when he went back to the doctor said, that's side effects from it. Give you another one. So he turns around and gives him another one. Just as expensive, or maybe a little more, I don't know. But all that money just went down the tube. It wasn't good for anything. And the second time, same thing. So he quit taking. He says, "Well, Lord," that's why I get so mad at what's happening to God's people, because God said He's healed us, and we don't know what's in medicine. Y'all can get mad if you want to, but I have to do my frustration. Because I was listening to all of those prayer requests, and it said the body of Christ is in trouble, and I tell you what, we got to start walking in faith and believing the word, and we've got to, even if you go to the doctor, don't agree with them. You know that. I mean, if you go to the doctor and you get, you know, whatever they say, and you go and doing what they tell you to, don't accept it. Don't go off and say, I got this or I got that, because you don't have it until you take it. They say, well, you're lying if you say you don't have it. Well, God's word says, by His stripes I was healed 2,000 years ago. And we're just standing on the word. I've been called a liar when I said I was healed by the stripes of Jesus. And when I was hobbling along, couldn't hardly walk, and they said, you don't look healed. I said, well, the word says I am. I can't have it if my body's lying. I just said my body was lying because the word's true. If the word's true, then this dirt was lying. You know what? I'm not teaching on this. I'm going to share on some. I'm praying over my eyes, people. I hate these things, and half the time I can't see out of them. And I've repented to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm believing you for healing. And I said, I repent because I haven't applied the word to my eyes. If your eyes hurt you like pain in your body, would you work on it? What do you think I got these dumb things sticking on my face for? And I can't see out of them half the time. And I said, Lord, your word says that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And I said, Lord, put the anointing oil, put the oil that ran down Aaron's beard on my eyes. Put the eyesight from Revelation on my eyes, Lord. I want them cleared up and so I can see. In Jesus' name. And I have been working on them and going against witchcraft. I'm not coming against anything. I'm trying to help, okay? So don't take offense to what I'm saying. I talk to me more. I was thinking about the brother the other day said he was doing his finger like this, and he said, I'm pointing to you. And I said, yeah, to myself, yeah, and you got three coming back to you, because I do it too. And I know, and the Lord said, look, you got three coming at you. So I point a finger, and I got more coming at me than anyone else. But I want to see us start walking in who we are, what the Word says we are. Don't you all?
Amen.
Don't you want to put the devil under your feet?
Amen.
We, you know, the overcomer's promises is where we overcome the devil. And over in Revelation, there's eight of them. There's seven in the first chapter 2 and 3. And then chapter 21, there's another overcoming promise. But what we've got to overcome is the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we get lazy. That's why I said it was so easy. Had been so easy to stick the glasses on your face. I get healed. Send a word for healing for everything. God's healed me, and I still do it. Anything that attacks me. But it's so much easy. It's so easy to stick your glasses on your eyes instead of saying, I'm not going to do that. We've got to come to a point. I think I'll buy me a giant Bible so I can see it till I get healed. I don't know. That might be giving aid to the enemy, so I don't know whether that's wisdom or not. Praise the Lord. Well, let's pray. But I am angry with the devil, and let's get mad and stop him from doing what he's doing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this evening, this afternoon, as your people, Lord. We are people. We are your people. We're not babes. We are not even little kids. Your word says in 1 John, the young men, the fathers, and the elders, the older people. And so, Father, we've been here. A lot of us have been in this a long time, Lord, and maybe we've gotten lazy. So we come repenting of our laziness, of standing on the word and believing for the word to work. In the name of Jesus, I repent, Lord. Lord, I want the truth of that word to come forth in me in abundance. And Father, I thank you for each one that's here today. And Lord, let us hear with the ear of the Spirit. Not let it, I know that, and let it roll off of us, but let the word go into our heart and our spirit and bring forth fruit in Jesus' name. I bind the doubt and the unbelief. I bind the accuser of the brethren that would try to justify and to tell us we're okay. But, Lord, we're not okay. We want to be. We want to be pleasing to you. And, Father, I cannot see being pleasing to you and walking the way we walk. So, Lord, do a work in us. We've heard the word this week. We've had deliverance this week. And we're going to leave here standing on the word, believing the word, and knowing that you are more than enough to every situation that comes forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. And I praise you and I give you glory this afternoon. And I bind Satan's power over the church. I bind it over each one here. Satan, I bind you. You have no partner lot in here. And I command you out in Jesus' name. And every spirit of hell to get out of this place, be gone in Jesus' name. I bind the powers in the heavenlies in the name of Jesus. I come against principalities, powers, and rulers, and wicked spirits in heavenly places and kingdoms and thrones and all the works of darkness. We come against them, and every demon of hell that would try to stop answers to prayers, we tear down the stronghold of Satan in the heavenlies in Jesus' name. We pull down his throne. We loose warrior angels to go into the heavens and to fight, and we'll stand praying, believing, and speaking the word that they will go forth and do the work of the word, Father, in Jesus' name. Your word says the angels hearken unto the voice of his word. And we loose the word to loose them forth to tear down the kingdoms of darkness in heavenly places in Jesus' name, in that second heaven in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you and we praise you now in the name of Jesus. We give glory and honor to the name that's above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. You know what? even where I live, I live out in the middle of a field. Well, not in the middle of a field. It's on the side of the highway, but there's a field all the way around me. I feel like I'm in the wilderness sometimes. They spray so much around my house. I kind of think some of this stuff that I've been breathing around my house is the reason I sound like I do a lot. There's times when I can't go out my door because of the odor of the whatever they sprayed around. And they spray once a week, and all you know it's the government doing it. It's not the farmers. And because I have talked to the farmers and asked them, I said, why are you spraying my house all the time? They told me they weren't doing it. They told me they sprayed twice a year. They spray in the fall to get the leaves off of their cotton, and they spray in the first spring, and I forgot what that's for, but what it bugs are. Is that what it is? They spray for something. That they told me that the government was spraying every week, and I said, what are they spraying? And it was supposed to be boll weevils, but why would you... What's in that, wonder? You see what I'm saying? We don't know what they're doing to us. We have no idea. I'm one that jumps in real quick when I hear something I don't know what it is. And I was up at the trailer getting ready to come down here, and I heard, I guess it was a lawnmower I heard, but I was thinking, Lord, is that a helicopter? Because we have helicopters that once in a while come over and dive down over your house, and you wonder what they're up to. And I thought, what are they up to, Lord? I bind them in the name of Jesus. I never did see what it was. It could have been lawnmower. I don't know, but it really sounded like, you know. But well, I went to sleep. I was trying to get out of the house, and I wanted to know what it was. But we need to really be aware. You know, we drink a lot of water out of bottles. You don't even know what's in the bottle water you get. And we don't know what's in the water we drink out of the fountain. And you go get food, you don't know what's in it. You don't know what's in it. That's the reason I break curses over food. We should always break curses and anything the devil has tried to do to us when we eat. Some people get offended when you do that, but they just have to get offended because I'm going to pray. I'm going to break the curse over. I'm not coming against anybody, but see, the ground's cursed. The ones that plant it curse. The many times, and the ones that harvest it curse. The ones that, I mean, we don't know what they're saying over it. And it can be cursed so many times, and if you're eating canned stuff, you don't know what, you know. So praise the Lord. Well, anyways, that's my lecture on whatever. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands out toward us, okay? I loose the poison. In chapter 19. Witchcraft. Chapter 19. Leviticus, I get it right. I want to give you the name of it. It's witchcraft. Winning over witchcraft. Winning over witchcraft. Mm-hmm. That's what I titled this. We have authority. Everybody knows that, right? I'd like to spend an hour talking about authority, but you do have authority in the name of Jesus. And you've been hearing about it from different ones of us. And you know, I've seen some people, like a lady in my church that needs it the most, never takes a note when she's in the church. And she needs deliverance more than anyone else. And I said, I asked her, so why don't you write those scriptures down and take them home and read them? Well, I can't read. The enemy won't let me. Well, if you give in to him, he sure won't. So, anyways, maybe you don't. But if you're interested in really getting in and knowing your authority and knowing what God's saying to you, drop the scriptures down. If you don't, that's okay too. But in Leviticus 19, I'm going to start at verse 26. I want to go after spirits of witchcraft this afternoon. We don't have a whole lot of time, but we've got about an hour. So we're going to go begin. In verse 26, I'm going to repeat myself on some things I've used before, but I'm going to where I'm going, and I'm going to do some more of even again this afternoon in the 3 o'clock services. And verse 26 says, you shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall you use enchantments, nor observe time. You know, as you read that, when you look at it, what's eating with blood got to do with enchantments and observing the time? It tells me that blood is used in the area of the occult. And anyone that's been in Satanism knows that one of the things they do is drink blood. And so I think this is just the way they worded it here. And if you'll get an Amplified Bible, sometimes it'll tell you a lot more here. Have you got to read it for me, would you? Uh-huh.
You shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall you use magic, omens, or witchcraft, or predict events by horoscope, or signs, and lucky days.
Well, you see, somebody asked me just this morning about the blood, said, does that include eating, I don't remember who asked me that, does it include eating meat with blood in it? I said, sure it does. Rare meat, raw, people eat rare steak. I've heard of people that would eat, somebody told me here, and I don't remember who it was and when it was, that someone they knew ate rare, raw ground beef. Can you imagine? Isn't that, it's gross to your thought, but think what you, they're doing to their system. Amen? Amen? Okay, go on, let's go on. He says, you shall not round the corners of your head, neither shall thou mar the corners of thy beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. This covers tattoos. But I want you to think about tattoos for a minute. Years ago, a woman would never think of getting a tattoo, not any kind of a mark. But today, they think nothing about it. And you know, the sad thing about this is against the word of God. That's for the truth. What they shouldn't be doing. But the thing is, when somebody does that, even if they don't know the Lord, when they do it, they're still stuck with it. And if you know anyone that has a tattoo, if they are serving the Lord or come to the Lord, they need to anoint that thing with oil. They need to break the curses over it, and they also need to break a soul tie with the one that did it. Okay? You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead. God tells us not to cut our bodies. This is talking about Tamar, read that. Read yours, the next verse in yours, would you? 27.
Mm-hmm. You shall not round the corners of the hair of your head, nor trim the corners of your bread, as some idolaters do.
Okay. Have you seen kids, young men, and some of the women, the way they do their hair? But some of the kids are taking their hair, and I haven't seen much of it. Well, I'm not around a lot of young people, but I have seen them where they'd have a X in the back of their hair, or letters put in the back, cut into their scalp. And I see that some of the women are doing real strange things to their hair here. I wonder how they do it. But what I see here, that it's a form of the occult. It is the occult. I know what the kids it is. It's rebellion. It's worship of Satan. And you know, you remember the little pigtails that the men were leaving there? That's a satanic symbol. Yes, it is. And this is why the kids in rebellion have gotten into this and are doing this. And so... God is saying we're not to do it, and when he says you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh, and y'all are going to get mad at me, but I'm going to say it. I think I'll get on this afternoon, but this is talking about for the dead, but when we cut, pierce our ears, you get a soul tie with the person that did it, and it's and if you don't believe it's a form of rebellion, look at... I don't know if all of y'all went there at prayer meeting when they were Brother Glenn was talking, reading that letter of that was written in the school. Remember, earrings in the nose, the tongue, the everywhere. See how the devil is doing. And I'll give you some scriptures on that probably this afternoon. I don't know if I'll get to it, but. It is a sign of slavery. I had my ears pierced, and my job is to tell you, I'm not coming against you, I'm just telling you that it opens the door for Bell's palsy? Somebody tell me. Bell's palsy? Uh, um, that's another one. I can't think what it is, but it's really just rebellion against the word of God. And when I was an older woman. My daughter's wedding, I didn't have my ears pierced. I was using some clip-ons. I never did like clip-ons. They hurt my ears. But after I got into the Word, you know, over in Peter, God says, let it be the adorning of the inward man instead of the outward man. And I thought, you know, Lord, if you told me, if you showed me that I need to get rid of everything, I would. Because I want you more than I want anything. I'm not trying to impress anybody with my looks. And I just try to be neat for the Lord, you know. And but what I'm saying is, if it would be something that would hinder us from walking with the Lord, we need to get rid of it. And there will come a time, even if I've had women come at me, and that's why I said don't get mad at me, come to me and say, well, I prayed about it, and the Lord said it was okay. And I have this problem with that, because God will not go against his own word. And, when the Israelites got tired of the manna and God sent them, they wanted meat. He gave it to them. But they vomited it out their nose. God didn't want them to have it. He was feeding them heavenly bread, the angel food. That's why we all were never satisfied, are we? Grown up. Okay. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom, and the land become full of wickedness. Ye shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. God tells us here that what I want to ask the question here instead of making the remark I started to, why are so many of our children falling into what they're falling into in the area of sex before marriage? We were talking about it, Linda and I was talking about the table this morning. I said the devil has done so much to destroy our kids, and what he's doing now is the world says it's okay if a man and woman live together. It's not according to God's word unless they're married. Amen? And so what I'm saying is, we didn't know about it, but we need to get back and break those curses from the sins of our forefathers, of the things they did that we never knew anything about, that we're reaping what they sowed. You see what I'm saying? Things that are happening in our children's lives today are the sins that were sown in our forefathers' life. Back in my day, in my age, when things that people did were hidden, it was not open. It was all hidden. And so if it was in my day, and that's a pretty good piece back, but still I remember. But think about with the grandfather and the great grandfather and the great great and the great great, how on further back, and we have no idea what happened. A lady was up here that I ministered to just this week up here. There was abuse in her husband. He had never done it before, never had abused her before, but someone laid hands on him. Ministering to him, some minister did, and what I see was that she'd been married, how long she'd been married, and he had never hit her or anything, but he went home and beat her up. And what I saw happen was the sins of the fathers were manifested on him, and he took it out on her. Just to show you how these things work. And when I was talking to her about it, she said that her husband's stepfather had beat him. It's my quiet in here. Anyways, I want to do deliverance on this right now. Is that okay with you all? I forgot to get you tissue, a towel, but it will give you a towel, paper towel, and I'm going to go after this. We've been through so many prayers. Has everybody in here been through the repentance prayers with Dr. Noel and everybody? I felt like it was taken care of. So if you hadn't, if you've done something since last time you received deliverance, repent. Because I don't want to take my time to go through those prayers, okay? I break every curse over everyone here from eating anything with blood in it, in the name of Jesus. We went over this yesterday in another way, and I'm probably going to get it again this afternoon because God gave me some more things on the blood. In the name of Jesus, having eaten blood, we repent of it, Father, and command the spirits of that came in through the eating of the blood to come out in Jesus' name. I break any curse of the sins of the fathers over us from them having drank blood in the occult in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and I call out every sin and curse that came in through the drinking of the blood in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come on out of there, turn loose and come out from the sins of our forefathers from having drink blood or eaten anything with blood in it. In the name of Jesus, now call out enchantments and spirits of absorber of time. Come out, let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against the spirits of tattoos and cutting of the flesh. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, spirits of harlotry, come on out of there now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I break every curse in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to them and let them go. If you have trouble getting deliverance, sometimes you, if you don't want to get, you know, I'm not telling you to get rid of your, I won't tell you to get rid of the earrings, but if you want deliverance, if you've got them on, you need to take them off. I was praying for someone just this morning. No, I take it back. It was yesterday morning. It just seems like it was this morning. They had a serpentine necklace on. You know what a serpentine chain is? Serpentine. It looks like a snake. It was just a chain around the neck and couldn't get anything to move until she took the chain off. And once you take the chain off, you're willing to get rid of anything, remove anything that would stop your deliverance. Okay? Where was I? I come against the curses from the tattoo, marking of the flesh, cutting of the flesh. You know, I don't know, but just when I was reading this, cutting of the flesh, if we've been through surgery, had any surgery, and you were in a operating room and you didn't know what was going on, you know, that you were asleep, you don't know what came in. And I call out anything that came in through surgery in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any spirits that came in, demons that came in, I call them out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name, every one of them, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Turn God's people loose in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every demon that came in and through surgery, through the cutting of the flesh, in the name of Jesus, things that were removed out of the body and anything that went back in its place, I command it out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of prostitute in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of prostitution over everyone in here and the curse of the whore that would come in through sins of our forefathers, through whoredom and wickedness. In the name of Jesus, turn loose and let them go. Let them go. Doesn't mean you're whore or prostitute. It means that you can be under the curse of one. Man, if it's on me, I want it off. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against. Lord, I can't do that. I just can't. I will if I have to. In the name of Jesus. I ran into a pig spirit yesterday. It manifested. It manifested. I call out the pig spirit in the name of Jesus. It manifested. The end of that thing manifested. Come on out of there. I break every curse of the pig spirit. I'll get along this later too. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Lord, I thank you for your love and mercy. In the name of Jesus. Well, it was a pig. It looked like a pig. It sounded like a pig. It must have been a pig. In the name of Jesus, come out of there. Let him go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, I run into witch spirits. I see the witch come on people. I've seen it. You know, what you believe a witch looks like with a pointy chin and all. I've seen people, the girls, when I prayed for them after witch spirit, that they took on the appearance of what you would that look just like a witch. Of course, we don't really know what witches look like. They can be in your midst and you wouldn't know it. I know that for a fact. Praise the Lord. Come on out. I have a pig spirit in Jesus. Don't let anybody hear this, y'all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out. Let them go. Okay. I break in the curses of desecrating God's sanctuary. This is God's sanctuary. And we put so much stuff in it that God wouldn't have in there. All of us have it, one time or another. So in the name of Jesus, I call out anything that came in where we've desecrated the sanctuary of God and commanded the temple of God and commanded out. Come on out there. Let them go in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. And I come against the familiar spirits that come into witchcraft, that defile, in the name of Jesus, spirit of the witch, in the name of Jesus Christ, turn them loose and let them go. Let them go. I come against the witch spirit, and I call the witch spirit out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. If you will, if you're able, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15, and let's get another scripture. Let's get away from the other one. Praise you, Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Come on out there. Oh, who that was? That you? Come on out there. Let her go. Let her go. Come on out there. Let her go. Come on out there. Turn her loose in the name of Jesus. Over in 1 Samuel chapter 15, look at verse 23. And you know the story about Saul and him disobeying God. And I don't have time to go into that, but you know when God told him to destroy everything. You know that, I think we'll go into that just to say this. God told them told Saul when they went into war battle to destroy everything. See how, what God, I want you to look what God says about this. We justify, oh, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. Now God, you just have to understand. And we just won't really come at God himself like that, but that's what we're saying, isn't it? When we don't obey what the word says. God said, sent Samuel over there to talk to Saul because God told him to destroy everything and not bring it in to pollute the land and to be obedient to him. And when in verse 23, verse 22, Samuel said, has the Lord so great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. When Samuel said, I hear the animals making noises. What are they doing there? And he said, well, I brought them. I said, just said this before, so I won't go into it. But he said, I brought them to sacrifice. And Samuel says, it's better to obey God than to sacrifice. And verse 23, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. He said, you know, that's a serious offense when we reject what God's word says. Look what happened to Saul. I read a scripture over, and I think it was, I was looking when I was sitting at my desk, is when I went back, which was the reference, it said here, and he said, Saul, if you had obeyed me, said, the king's kingdom would have been through your bloodline on down. And he said, because you disobeyed, it's removed from you. And I said, Lord, don't remove from us what you have for us. We will obey to the best of our ability. So here we have rebellion. So I break every curse of rebellion of each one here in the name of Jesus. And I command it to come out in Jesus' name, rebellion. Rebellion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every spirit of rebellion and disobedience, disobeying the word of God, come out there now in Jesus' name. Witchcraft, stubbornness, iniquity, idolatry, come out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose and come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, loosen and let go. In the name of Jesus, also come against the spirit of rejection. Rejection from God. That's terrible. We don't want God to reject us. He rejected Saul from being king. I did a teaching in my church one time on where rejection comes from. God, the rejection, I said, we have rejected God, and we feel like God is rejecting us. We reject God's word. We get in disobedience and rebel against his word. And then we cannot believe that God loves us. I think this is the reason there's so much sickness and physical things. You see people that are walking in rejection. They really don't know they're under it. And they feel so rejected by God. They feel rejected by their husband, their kids. It's just really a terrible spirit, because if it can get you bound up, then you cannot receive anything from the Lord. And I can't remember the teaching I did in the church, but I had my church to repent of them rejecting God. You see, we rejected God a long time, didn't we? You weren't born a Christian. You rejected God until you received him. See? We were born into the kingdom of the devil. And every time we reject God's word, we're still given power to the kingdom of darkness. And giving the devil an opportunity to work in our lives. I have so much the Lord's been showing me lately. I'm not teaching at this time because I'm not ready. Lord wasn't ready for me to share it. But I was doing a study on the mouth gate and the ear gate and the eye gate. How we have opened the door for the enemy to come in. Gwenno, nobody got any deliverance on that? Rejecting of God in the name of Jesus. I break that curse of having rejected God in the name of Jesus, and I call it out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Come on out of there. Rejecting God's word. Rejecting the Holy Spirit. Okay? I break the power of rejecting the Holy Ghost. And for years and years and years, we stayed under man's doctrine and man's tradition. And we'll call that rejection out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, turn loose and come out of there in Jesus' name. I'm going to go on from there. Let's see. Excuse me? Grievance. We grieve the Spirit of God. You know, if we grieve the Holy Spirit, He won't talk to us till we repent. He will not do it. And you have to go back to where you disobeyed God. You say, well, I can't hear from God. And say, Lord, where did I grieve the Spirit of God where he won't talk to me? He'll show you. You know, the Lord showed me one time, I'm going to tell you something. This, it's not on the witchcraft, I guess it is in a way, but you can get into blasphemy, literally, by offending the Holy Spirit. If a person blasphemes the Holy Spirit, rejects the Holy Ghost, and you know what blasphemy is? It's, the scripture tells you this over in Matthew, I think it's Matthew 12, where it said that saying the work of God is of the devil. The work that the Spirit of God is doing is of the devil. That's blasphemy, and the scripture says there's no forgiveness in this world or the world to come. And so I did a study on that one time, and I was saying, Lord, why is there not any forgiveness for that? And so he took me from one scripture to another, and what I saw in this was when you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, then he won't talk to you, he withdraws, and how do you repent? The Spirit convicts you, doesn't he? Doesn't the Holy Ghost convict you of sin? Well, if you sin against him and he doesn't talk to you, then you cannot repent. Study for yourself. See whether what I said was true or not. It's there in the Word if you'll follow the Word. Okay, going on. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18. You know, Saul died for his sins of disobeying God and going to a witch. And if you have gone to a witch, I've talked to this before, but I don't think we get into it enough. If you've ever had your fortune told, you know, we'll say, well, I read the horoscope, but I didn't mean it. I was just doing it for fun. I didn't mean anything by it. And, you know, I always think it's funny. It's interesting that if you're reading the newspaper and our paper at home, that the horoscope and the woman or whoever that does the teacher, the article on that, is on the same page as the cartoons. I think it's a good place for it. You know, it's a cartoon. But it's on the same page as the cartoons are, or whatever funny is in the paper. But what I see is that it's a good way to get kids into it.
Yes.
And man, I have never read it and done it ever intended, but I'll tell you this, that if you have read the your horoscope or had your the signs of the zodiac, had your fortune told, had your fortune told with cards, tarot cards, the Ouija board, anything in which you were just playing as a child. Did you ever have a pajama party? And at the pajama party, you sat around. I say we. I never went to one because where I lived there was no kids around me. And lighted candles and you know, Dr. Noel. I think it was Dr. Noel I heard talking about the looking in the mirror and saying something. And calling up that spirit. Mary Jane. Have you ever done that? Bloody Mary. All of this is the occult, and we need to renounce it. And, you know, we can't just say, God, forgive me for anything and everything I've done. You know what God requires? Going before Him and taking each thing that you have done and repent of in the area of seeking knowledge. That's seeking knowledge other than from God, and it's abomination to God. And we need to take it and ask the Lord to forgive us for each thing that we have done. Repent of it and then get delivered from it. And so, well, I've done that. Have you gone with each thing? Let me ask you something. Have you ever sat and watched Bewitched on TV? There was another one, seems like.
Sabrina.
And wasn't there something about dark? You ever watched those things? Have you ever repented of that? As seeing it as walking into the enemy's kingdom?
About my grandchildren, they got another one out. It's called the Teenage Witch.
Teenage Witch. Is that what it is? Well, if you've watched it, Sabrina, and if she said Sabrina, Teenage Witch or something like that, what we need to do, if you've ever watched that on TV, you need to repent of it because it was witchcraft. And we need to repent and ask the Lord to forgive us from having gotten into it. Because over in Deuteronomy in chapter 18, he talks about, I know that we've done this, but I just feel that we really need to go back at it. I've been watching the witchcraft on people, and I know that it's on everybody, and I know that we need to do everything we can to get out from under it, because that is not of God, and we're not going to serve the Lord like we need to and want to until we're willing to get free from it. I know we're willing, but we think, well, it's not, you know, I've never done this. Wim Hurley used to drive me up the wall with his, if you did this, you're cursed, your children are cursed, your grandchildren are cursed. I mean, he would go after everything, every one of these. He said, if you ever used divination, if you ever have Dr. Noah something about the binding for water, if you've ever drank from a witch well, you were cursed, and your children were cursed. You said, well, I don't know anything about it. Well, you know what I said? Well, if I have drank, Lord, I'm just going to say I drank from it, and I was involved, got in under it and didn't know it, so I repent of it, and ask you to forgive me and cleanse me from it in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm saying. If, even though you don't know it, like you're, you just say, Lord, I know that somewhere we've bound to been cursed by it. And you say, well, you're a witch, honey. Now I'm just trying to get rid of the witchcraft. Witchcraft draws witchcraft. And I am so sick of seeing it. I see people, that, you know, that it has a lot to do with you being double-minded. It does, because the devil's got you wavering between two. And you, and what does the word say in James? That man that is double-minded will receive nothing from the Lord. And yes, he's unstable in all of his ways, and it works. I watch people waver from one place to another, and this has a lot to do with our healing. It has much to do with our healing. I never go after sickness that I don't go after witchcraft curses. So I was I'd sitting down there laughing. I wasn't laughing at what was being said, but I thought, Lord, thank God it's coming out in letters. Maybe people will begin to believe that people are being cursed and that they're being attacked by the devil. Maybe they'll begin to believe it. And then people say, well, the devil can't touch me because I'm born again. Well, I am too, and I'm blood-bought. I'm washed in the blood. I'm cleansed by the blood. I'm justified by the blood, but the devil still attacks me. And it makes me so mad because he does. But I'll tell you one thing. Word says the curse can't cause this come, so we've got to have a cause in your life for it to happen. And we've got to know what that cause is. Chapter 18, verse 9. When thou come into the land, which the Lord thy God giveth things thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of these nations. I want to teach, and I may do it next time. I want next year. I mean next meeting. I'm really going to come against the idols of Christmas. Halloween. The devils of Halloween. Had they tell me this morning, I'll stop for a minute, but this lady told me that she goes to a beautician and gets her hair cut and done by a man that's a homosexual and hates God. Hates God. Now, look at this. He's laying his hands on that individual. And they're seeing us walking in it. And so they're saying, well, you, as it says, the old saying is that what you are is, talk so loud I can't hear what you're saying. That's true. What we are sometimes, people can't hear the words we're speaking to them. God forgive us. Therefore, verse 10 says, there shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, for all of these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God does drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. I told you all that the Lord spoke to me about he wouldn't live in an unclean vessel. And I think that's why this morning I was praying. I said, Lord, I had two sermons to preach today. Where do you want me? What do you want me to do? And he said, start with the witchcraft and with the ladies. Because, ladies, we get into it a lot of times with the things that we are doing or wearing or whatever, you know. And we don't realize it. We do not realize it. There's so much that the world is putting on us that we are not even aware of what they're doing. Someone said to me, I don't remember who it was, about wearing a brass bracelet. It sure is. And I said, what would you think about someone that slept on a magnetic pad? But you think about this. It's nothing in the world but witchcraft and God's people. God's people are doing it. It's not the world that I'm talking about because I don't know the world. I mean, everybody I'm around is a believer.
And you know what they say?
Yeah, that's what I was told. And they were telling me, how many of y'all heard me say about my son? He's in over here at Little Rock in the Veterans Hospital. He's not in the hospital. He's in a rehabilitation area where they're trying to get him cleansed of all of the things he got that like to destroy him when he was in Vietnam. And he told me the last time I talked to him, he said, Mother, I'm not having as many flashbacks as I did have. But he's having a real hard time. He's walking with a cane. He can walk around the house if he doesn't go too far without a cane, but he gets in real bad pain. And this individual said, you know, you ought to get your son one of those magnetic. I said, not me. I don't go to the devil's camp for nobody knowingly. I may get there and I don't know about it. I may get involved in it.
2 weeks ago, my daughter was here, and we're getting ready for a wedding, our first grandchild. Anyway, she was trying to fit me with some pearls that I needed around my wedding dress, you know. And she said, here, Mother, this will work. And she put in, I said, what's that? I just nearly choked to death. I said, get that thing off of me right there in Dillard's, you know. Oh. I just screamed it. I said, get that. You know, I felt it.
Yeah.
What is that? And she says, it's magnetic. I said, oh, get it. You know, I'd already hollered, get that thing off of me.
But you see, the enemy just, and you know, he'll get, try his best to do these things to us. But when we know about them, and yet we say, well, it works, I have another problem. But holistic, what is that? I know. What is it? Tell me about it.
They use demons. It's like a demonic discernment, like divination, and they're doing like these massage techniques, and they'll put their hands on points of your body, and they're using psychic powers to try to tell you.
Well, this I want you to know.
She said a voice tells her.
Well, I want you to know that I know a lady that is a person that is a man, woman, child, whoever, that's a believer, that's going that way. Now, what I'm saying is, see how the devil can deceive us? We need to be aware of it. We need to know what the enemy's doing, and we need to come against this.
Well, this is something I didn't know, but MRIs is a magnetic.
Okay. What is it? Magnetic stuff. I break the curse of everyone here from magnetic anything. Jewelry, where you had that on anything that came in when from that stuff was put on you, and anyone that's had an MRI, we break the power of it over you right now in the name of Jesus and call it off in Jesus' name. Loose them. Anything that came in through all of that, I call it out right now in the name of Jesus. Better loose God's people and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. What was it Speed was talking about the other night, that since in some of the waters that we get chlorine, that it's a poison? Didn't you say it was like a... Okay, I call that chlorine poisoning in the name of Jesus that comes out of the water. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to loosen God's people and come out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the it's in toothpaste? Is it chlorine in toothpaste? What is it? Chloride. Okay, chloride. I've gone back to some original toothpaste, and I've been really looking it over to see what's in it. I call out the chloride that's in the toothpaste.
Fluoride.
Okay, fluoride. I'm sorry. Come on, out of it. In the name of Jesus, everybody's had it. Even every one of us have used it. I call the fluoride out of the toothpaste. And that bleach that's in there, the whitening that they put on it, in the name of Jesus, I call the bleach out. In the name of Jesus, that's in the toothpaste that's trying to, what do you say it caused, Alzheimer's. I call the spirit of Alzheimer's out. In the name of Jesus, any symptom of it and anything that would try to bring it in within us, in the name of Jesus, let them go. Come on out there now in Jesus' name. Listen to them and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, turn loose and come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
There's something, aluminum
that causes...
deodorants. It has aluminum in it that causes cancers up under your arm. I call that aluminum out from deodorant that would cause cancer, the breast cancer or any other kind of cancer in the body. Come on out there in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call that aluminum out. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Boy, it's unreal, isn't it, the way the devil at us and everywhere she turns. Come on out there. Let him go. Let him go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Listen, and I break every curse of it. I break every spell, every hex, every jinx that's come upon us through these things that the devil has put in the supplies that we use. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want my Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I get in trouble when I do that, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay.
I break the curse of Procter & Gamble over everybody in here. And all the witchcraft.
In the name of Jesus, through all those supplies, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, and come out of there. Come on out of there. Every curse from that, everything you use that's under that label, I break satanic curses in the name of Jesus and rend them powerless in Jesus' name.
I think curse has been put on our finances.
I break every curse over the finances from having bought those things. We bought that stuff and they say, well, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, that's okay if you want to use it, but I don't. I do not use it because I know what happened to me when I bring any of it in my house. It doesn't matter what they say about it. I know I bought it. Accidentally brought it in and had to fight sickness off of me. And I break the curse in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, listen and let them go. Every curse over your finances. I come against every curse that's been loosed upon the finances in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. I break the curse of poverty in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, listen. Listen and let go. Come on out there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, we call back the finances that the devil has stole from us. In the name of, and anything we've had to destroy, Father, we command the devil to bring it back sevenfold. Bring it back a hundredfold, Father, in Jesus. I command the devil to bring it back. In the name of Jesus, Father, you gave us authority over the powers of the devil. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against all that he's stolen and command him to bring it back with interest in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. I like this better than going back over the scriptures. I knew the Lord had me on it for some reason or other. Reflexology. I break the curse off of our walk from reflexology or what? How many of you look at your shoes? How many of you look at your clothes and your shoes, things when you buy them, and see where they're made? Do you ever look and see that the stuff you buy, most, if you're not careful, everything you have will come from China. And they hate us with a passion. And I break the curse of the clothing from that comes from China and all the curses that have been loosed upon us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command those things out in Jesus' name.
I found out from my daughter that don't walk close to the Lord right now that you don't buy Liz Claiborne. Sorry.
That's true.
But she said Liz Claiborne. Satan's Kingdom.
Wearing any Liz Claiborne's clothes? We repent of ever having bought those clothes before we learn about them. In the name of Jesus, and I want you to know that her clothing was beautiful, some of the nicest and prettiest that there is. So I ask you, Father, to forgive us from having put any of your money in anything that went into Satan's kingdom in Jesus' name. Lord, we repent of that. We ask you to forgive us because through ignorance, before we heard about it, we did that. And so we repent of it now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And I call out any curse that has come upon any of us from wearing that clothing in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
You know, we're wanting to cleanse the temple of God, and so we're gonna repent of the everything that we have done that has put any money in the pocket of the devil. Miss Claiborne clothing. She said that her daughter said that the money that she supports Satanism, doesn't she? I not only know that, I've known it from a witch that was in Satanism. She told me that, and I just didn't think about it, and Jean brought it up. But I had a witch come to our church, and we were talking about some of the other. I was talking about some of the other things. The woman came under the pretext of wanting to get deliverance. And she was being chased by this brotherhood, and they were going to kill her and all of this. They always know the things to say to you to get, and you know, as Christians, we want to help people. We wanted to get her saved, and we wanted to get her delivered. But she really did a number on our church. But a few things I did get out of, she had to tell me some things. Because if she hadn't told me anything, she would have known. I would have known right away she wasn't for real. And so, she had told me that Miss Claiborne and them support the brotherhood.
Because, you know, I don't like rumors. I mean, we want to make sure that what we're cursing is, you know, real. And we brought that up in our church, in Trinity Church. And some people investigated, and they said that it was a rumor that was going around on the Internet. No, you know,
it has nothing to do with the Internet. It was years ago when we learned about this, right? Right. I know that they do that. There's been a lot of stuff. They come back and they tried to talk us out of it, but when you know, and when you get it from people that's been involved in it, you know that it's true. Praise the Lord. Well, where was I? Anybody else got something before I go further that for? Wait, let me, she get her hand up first, then get you.
I need to know what I can do that would be correct in the sight of the Lord to break the people that are selling my son and all the other people that are buying drugs. What can I do in the sight of the Lord to break that? I know several places that are selling drugs.
I tell you what we did in our church. We started getting a group of people together in the church and started praying that everything hidden would be revealed. And we prayed that the drug dealers and the ones that sold to the drug dealers, the dealers, the one that bought the stuff in, would be revealed. And we began to see people get arrested. And there was... our church went to prayer. We were having it one night a week, just spending the whole time praying over the drugs and the alcohol. And we began to see from every, I mean, it was just all around us. They were getting arrested and they were finding all this stuff. And so I would pray and intercede that the ones that are bringing it to the drug dealers would be uncovered. And we just prayed, Lord, uncover everything that's hidden. Reveal. He said, the word says that every hidden thing will be revealed. And we said, Lord, this is destroying our kids. And it's destroying people all around it. Not only the kids that were taking it, but it was destroying the people that were trying to, the families that were trying to take care of the kids. So God began to intervene. And I think this is another area where intercession is so important, that we need to really pray against all of this. I think that we as a group of Christians need to really pray against all this occult stuff that our kids are in. We need to go against that. And so I'm going to let us out a few minutes early. I've kind of gotten off track over here on the word, but I think this is good. I see a lot of unbelief in here, but I pray that no one feels like I pray that no one would get in doubt and unbelief about it in the area of the things we have said, because we know that we've been fighting this stuff for years, but now it used to be hidden, but it's out in the open now. And so we need to pray against it. So let's pray. I'm going to pray and ask, come against Satanism and witchcraft. I pray, and Satanism is what we fight so much in my church. They know about us.
the police know about us too, but the devil's people know. And I said, the police, we've had the police come there a time or two. But we get so many curses loose against our church, and it's trying to destroy the church and everything else. So here, this place, you know the devil's after this place. And so we need to go against Satanism. So let's get an agreement against the powers of darkness that are trying to destroy. Father, in Jesus' name, we come against the witchcraft, Satanism, and all the powers of darkness that is trying to destroy your work in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray now as a body of believers that every hidden part of Satan's work will be revealed, and that God's people will begin to rise up and fight it as it is exposed, and people see it, that they will stand against it, that your people, Father, will not be passive, but will be war against it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us authority over all the power of the devil. You said whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And Father, we come into the heavenlies. We go into the heavenlies and do warfare. We bind Satan's power in the heavenlies. We come against the princes of the heavens that come against your people, that block the prayers being answered in the name of Jesus, that fight against us. We lose destruction on them. We tear down the strongholds. Father, your word says, suffer witch not to live. And over and over again in the scripture, you tell us that witchcraft and Satanism brings a curse of death. And so, Father, we just destroy the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask, Father, that everything be revealed. Jesus said over Revelation 1:18, said, I'm he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive evermore, and I have the keys of death and hell. And so, Father, we take those keys of death and hell away from the powers of the devil, and we loose your people to see clearly and to walk in the power and authority of your word and the authority you've given us in the name of Jesus Christ to destroy all the evil work that's come against your churches and your kingdom in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for the authority that's in the name of Jesus. And I ask you now, Father, to restore everything that the devil has stolen from us. I ask you to break the bondage. We come against the bondage that's on the kids and on our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bind that power. I break the power of the bands and the bonds and the bondages on them. We loosen them to hear you, Father. We loosen them to serve you, Father. We break Satan's power. We ask you, Father, to restore their soul. We break the soul tie between them and the devil's kingdom, and ask you to restore their soul and to free them from the bondages upon them. Lord, we ask you to loose the spirit of Abba, whether that they may cry, Abba, Father, that you loose the spirit of supplication, that you loose the spirit of adoption, that they'll come into the kingdom, Father, that our children will no longer be bound and blinded by the works of darkness that will serve you, Father God. We pray for them, Father. We lift them up. We stand up on your word. You said that thou shalt be saved in thy house. The word will not depart from our seed, nor our seed's mouth henceforth forever. So, Lord, we stand up on the word, and we believe that for our kids to be delivered and freed from the powers of darkness, not only our children, Lord, but those of others around about us, Lord. We pray for all the children who are under all of this worldly stuff that has been loose through our government. We pray for the government, Lord, that you will bring them, you will open the eyes of the people in the government, and they'll see Jesus. Let them see you, Father. Let them see you in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we pray against the powers of darkness that are ruling our world this day. We come against them in the mighty name of Jesus. We tell you, Satan, you shall not win. The word declares that you shall be cast into the lake of fire, you and the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon will be bound and cast into the lake of fire. And, Father, we pray for the freedom of the schools, that they could be have prayer again, and the kids can be turned back to you, Father, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you're doing for us. And I ask you now, Father, to fill each one of us with your presence. Fill us with your spirit. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Lord, fill us afresh and anew in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, to loose the spirits of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, of power and might and counsel and wisdom and knowledge And Lord, that you just fill us with revelation, knowledge of you and of your word. Lord, we long to see you. And we ask, Father, you just fill us up with a desire and a hunger for you in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Now bind and break the any curses of backlash or retaliation. Been loose. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for watching over us. And Lord, as we go down to the afternoon meeting, Lord, let it be you that brings the word and not me. Let the word bring forth fruit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray now, if anyone felt rejected or hurt over anything that I said, I ask you to heal and restore. But Lord, your word is true, and I won't back off of what the word says. And I thank you for the word, Lord. I thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.